Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
How's everyone doing? Amazing. I'm so happy to be in the house of God this morning. This is actually my favorite place to be ever. It's incredible. And Baptism Sunday is actually my favorite Sunday as well. So it's a double whammy. I'm so excited to be here with you today. As Pastor Sam mentioned earlier, we are in our Majesty series, which I love because this is about like making God bigger and that allowing His bigness to shine through every area of our lives. And I thought Pastor Greg did an incredible like message last week, just talking about the reverence of God. That reverence, like it's not comfortable. It absolutely isn't comfortable. It lets God in, but it also doesn't hesitate, which I thought was brilliant. But today, what I want to do is I want to bring the love of God. I want you to experience the love of God in this place this morning, because He loves you so much. And I know that that's not something that's just known. It's something that's experienced. So I'm believing today that you're going to experience the love of God today, that you're going to be strengthened in Him today. But before I get too far in it, I just actually wanted to honor you, Pastor Sam and Jess. I know Pastor Jess isn't here, and I know you hate this. But I know that this platform has been fought for, and that there's been sacrifices to get to this place. And I'm honored that you saw something in Greg and I, and that you trusted us with the platform. So thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. So I'm just going to pray before I get started, because I don't want this to be me. I want this to be the Holy Spirit. So Father, I just thank you that you're in this place. God, I pray that you wouldn't draw people unto me, but that you draw people unto yourself. God, I pray that people's walls would come down this morning, that our hearts would be open to receive you, that we would understand what it truly means to be loved by you in this place this morning. So God, would you fill us today? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, guys, I'm totally believing that you're going to be filled with the love of God today, so I've actually titled my message, Full of It. And I know it's a little controversial, a little risque, but God wants to do something in this place. And as I was reading, He just kept putting upon me, like, I just want people to understand how loved they are. I just want people to know that it doesn't matter where they've come from or where they've been, that my power is here, my authority is here, my spirit is here. And none of that actually even matters. It doesn't matter where you've come from. And I was reading in Ephesians, and it just hit me, because I was like, this is exactly what I want people to feel through my preaching, and it's just the presence of God. So it's Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. Did anyone bring their Bible to church? My husband's also cheeky, put BYOB on his Insta stories. Bring your openable Bible. So why don't you open it up, turn with me to Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. And it says, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep the love of Christ is, that you be filled to the fullest measure of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, according to His power that is in work with us. And I love that, because God wants to strengthen you today. If you're already feeling strong, He wants you feeling stronger. He wants to fill you with His power. If you're feeling empty today, He wants to fill you with the fullest measure of Christ. If you're feeling weak today, He wants to strengthen you with His power. Oh my goodness. He wants to fill you up to another level today. And it brings me to my first point, is that God actually strengthens from the inside out. Isn't it funny that us humans, like, we struggle so much when we're feeling like an inadequacy comes up, or like we're feeling like we might be judged, or we're just feeling like if anything comes up in our life that seems a little bit negative, that we actually can't share that with anyone, that we like kind of close it in within us. And it's like, well, if anyone knew what I was really feeling in my heart, they probably might not accept me for me. Maybe they'd even judge me. Maybe they wouldn't accept my leadership. Maybe they wouldn't relate to me if they actually understood what was happening in my heart. And I just wanted to tell you that it's like, whatever disappointments that you have, whatever doubts that you have, whatever things that are frustrating you, whatever it is that's actually eating you up inside, God wants to do something about that. And I just wanted to open it up into my own world, because I don't feel like you can actually grasp the love of God without having a sense of vulnerability. So I'm going to do that this morning, because I want to prove to you that this is actually possible. So I have been in a bit of a dry season myself of asking God, why can't I hear your voice? Like, why does it feel like you're so distant from me? Like, why am I hungering after something so much, but I can't feel you? I've done everything, Jesus. I've worked for the church. I mean, what more can I do to serve your kingdom? And I was having these disappointments and these things, and things were going on in our personal lives. We have been trying to have babies for 7 years, which has been an internal pain that I don't like to talk about. Just because it hurts, and you never know what people are going to think. We were fighting in our marriage because I had expectations on Greg to affirm me constantly, because I was feeling these moments of insecurity and feeling these things like, I'm not enough. And so I needed him to tell me that I was enough. And every time I went through these doubts and every time I went through these insecurities and these moments, it was like my heart was being calloused. It's like I didn't even actually realize that I was doing it, but I was completely shutting myself up from God. And I would believe these things about myself to the point that I actually thought that they were truth, which isn't the truth. I don't know if anyone's with me and you've done this to yourself, but I had calloused myself to the point where I didn't know where God was anymore. And it wasn't actually until Greg left for Africa that God kind of cornered me. But if anyone knows my husband, he's like the loudest human on the planet. And so I always joke with him, because I'm like, our lives are like this like worship karaoke scene constantly with Greg. So it's like he's coming downstairs and he's singing at the top of his lungs and whatever. And it brings me so much joy. It also annoys me sometimes, but I love you, babe. I know. But honestly, he left for Africa, and I was by myself, and Laura had gone too because it was Thanksgiving, so my house was completely empty. Mom was busy doing stuff too, so she wasn't going to come over and hang out with me. But all of a sudden, in the silence, I was like, I'm alone. And I realized that I was looking, like God kept stirring up all this stuff in me, and I was like, wow, I'm starting to feel you again, but not in the necessarily like the best way. I'm starting to feel you, and you're coming up, and I'm having all these convictions about the way that I've been living my life and the things that I've been doing and the insecurities that I believed. And I was looking to Greg to feel those things when actually I was meant to look to God. And he cornered me in this area and said to me, like, Vanessa, Greg's not your savior. I was like, crap. Jesus, sorry, can you say crap in the mic? he's amazing. But he's like, are you ready to let me in? Because you've actually created this like massive bump in the carpet from everything that you tried to shove underneath, and you're tripping on it, and you're going to get hurt, more hurt than you actually are. So he brought me to this place of understanding that I needed him. Out of my fears, I had turned my back on him, but he was actually calling me to look at him in the face. And he wants us to do that today. He wants you to look him in the face. If you're someone in this place that's let your insecurities and your disappointments and your doubts dictate who you are in Jesus today, turn around and look at him in the face, because he wants to do something in you. And I know that he can do it because he did it in me. And to be honest, I've never felt more myself this day than I have in a long time. So it's incredible. But because of these things, we feel like we don't deserve to be loved by God. Or maybe you even feel like because of these things, you're no longer even right with God. But let me tell you today, that's actually not the truth. That isn't the truth. We're not too far gone. And on the outside, we may look, and I'm sure that I have looked very put together and polished and like this is all good and this is your campus pastor. And you know what I mean? Like I may look all right in leadership, but I wasn't all right on the inside. And God needed to do something on the inside of me so that I was okay to be someone for you, to help you in a situation like this. So, thank you. But I don't need you to be here for me anymore because I've got Jesus, which is incredible. But I do love you. I think I just pulled the pastor's out. But God wants to strengthen you and your inner man today, like it says in the scripture. Because what I notice about myself is that stuff actually ends up coming out that you don't want to come out. I lost my patience. I was like, Greg told me that I was turning into like a crotchety old woman and that I was going to shake my cane at people when I was getting old. But God's filling me to the fullest measure. But how do we do this? So it's like, it's easy for me to say that, but how do we do it? And then the scripture says is we let God dwell in our hearts. So to dwell is to establish a home. It's to allow God to establish a home in the deepest areas of you and all the areas of you. It's to let his presence into every area of your life. He isn't just like sitting there. Like, you know what I mean? He wants to fill you to the fullest measure. He doesn't give himself partially. He gives himself fully. And we have to dwell in that place. Because if we're not dwelling in our word, if we're not rooted and established in the word of God, what are we doing? It's like if you think of a plant that's actually got its roots way down, it's hard to pull that sucker out. But if you have roots that actually aren't doing anything, you can pull something out. It's like we're developing strength in our inner man by understanding the power of the word of God and by dwelling in it. If we don't know his word, how are we supposed to know that he's going to be true to the person that he says that he is? We don't, because we don't understand his character. In my case, I wanted God to speak to me through people. I wanted him to speak to me through Greg. I wanted him to speak to me through Pastor Sam and Jess, through my friends. I could take any of the affirmation from anywhere. But he actually wanted to speak to me in the pages of this book. Because he wrote it. And he knows exactly what I needed in the moment. We need to stop reading the Bible for an answer. Like when we're looking for an answer, we need to start reading the Bible as if it is the answer. Because this is exactly where God is. This is where he wants to meet you. This is where you dwell. This is where his presence is. This is where the Holy Spirit reveals truth to you and by the word of God. So we need to get in it. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, which is to understand that we have a helper and a comforter that does not judge, that accepts us for who we are, that wants to be in life and relationship with you. So as we're rooted and established, a transformation starts to happen where we allow God's love to fill us and the calluses reduce and reduce and reduce and reduce. And all of the things that you once spoke over your life don't matter anymore because the truth of the one who created you is now the one that's speaking to you. And he wants the rawness of your heart. He wants the vulnerability of who you are. He wants you to feel confident and assured of his love for you so that you can walk out knowing that he's with you at all times and that he's called you with purpose. He needs you to understand what his spirit is. He needs you to be filled to the fullest measure. And that brings me to my second point, is that God's love isn't known, it's experienced. God wants you to be sure of his love today. In verse 18 and 19 in Ephesians, it says, he wants you to have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the fullest measure of God. No matter how we feel about ourselves, or no matter what's happening inwardly, our measure of love doesn't compare to God's measure of love. When we don't understand why these things are happening in our lives, or we don't understand why our circumstances are the way we are, it doesn't matter because God's love surpasses it all. And when we're rooted in him, when we're established in him, that love that surpasses all understanding actually covers you. It fills you. And we cannot comprehend what that looks like, but we can find a strength in it. We can find a strength in God's love, and we can be comforted knowing that he's got our backs. So yeah, whatever we're doing, And whether we understand or not, it doesn't determine his love for you. And God wants to fill you with love that surpasses today. But it has to go deeper from head knowledge. It has to be heart knowledge. And I think that's where we trip ourselves up, is that we feel like in our minds we know it, but we don't feel it. But God wants you to feel it. And Greg and I were talking about this. He's like, babe, have you ever been in a place where, like, you've actually run out of gas on the side of the road? I was like, yeah. He's like, I think I have an illustration for you. And it's because, like, we know in our minds that our gas runs, like, our car runs by gas, by fuel. And so we drive because it works, because we filled it. But then that light goes on. But then we kind of know in our minds, you can go a couple more clicks without this thing running out. So we have this knowledge. And then all of a sudden, you hear that ding, ding, and your car is dead. So it's like you have this understanding that your car was working because it was fueled. But all of a sudden, it's not working anymore. And you're dead at the side of the road. And I feel like this is kind of the way that God's love works in ways like we understand that, yeah, he died on the cross for us and that's how good he loves us. But until we actually get to that breaking point of like, oh my gosh, something has happened to me. There's just been this like inner turmoil in me, this running out of gas. And all of a sudden I can't go anymore because I don't have anything. And I know in my heart what I need, but until I actually get to the gas station, until I actually go and fill my car up again, it's not going to run again. And this is what God wants us. He wants us to be rooted and established, to understand his love, to get the gas in the car and to keep it full and to keep moving and moving and moving and moving. He wants to be experienced. We have to stop allowing our feelings of guilt, our feelings of shame, our feelings of pain and discouragement keep us from the love and the covering of God. Instead, we need to be people that are continuously course correcting, so that if you ever get to a place where you feel like, oh man, I'm way too far gone for God, your first response shouldn't be agreement. Your first response should be, I'm never too far away from the love of God, and that his love does surpass all understanding. We have to be a people that stop giving authority to the feelings. We don't have the right to decide what we deserve in love. We don't. Jesus didn't deserve to die on the cross, but he did. And why did he do it? Because he knew the love, he knew the grace, he knew everything that we needed. So in my opinion, when we give the authority back to Jesus, he's the one who's actually able to speak to us in those places. He's the one that has the authority. He's the one who wants to tell you how awesome you are. He's the one who wants to see you do incredible things in your life. He's the one who wants you to be overflown by his love. Our past and our shame causes us to turn our backs to Jesus. But today he's calling us to look at him face to face again. So if you felt too messy for God and you've turned your back on him today, I want to encourage you to turn around and look at him in the face, that he wants to say something to you. And I'm even going to go as far as to say it's like it's Baptism Sunday. So if you need to be filled with the fullest measure, if you need to get rid of the dirt that's been overtaking your life, maybe you need to get in this tub with your clothes on. Because the healing power of God is in this place. And he's doing something today, and he wants you to be filled. And he wants you to understand that you can be filled. He doesn't give himself partially. He gives himself fully. So turn to him and let him heal you up today. Let him clean you up today. But I just wanted to finish with this. And it's, if you want to turn to your Bible, in Romans 8, 31 to 39. I probably won't read the whole thing, but I just want you to know what God's love is like and how he feels about you. Give me a second. This is Greg's Bible, because NIV is apparently holier than NIT or NLT. So what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Is it God who justifies? who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life and all the right hand of God and is interceding for us. And then it goes down even into verse 37. It says, no, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're more than conquerors in this place. It doesn't matter the battle that you're fighting. It's not too much for God. He wants to fight it with you. I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, not any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's found in Christ Jesus. That is the truth for you this morning, that there's not one disappointment, there's not one place of pain, there's not one frustration, there's not one doubt that can ever separate you from the love of Jesus. My gosh, he's crying out for you this morning. If you feel like your pain has overtaken you, there's freedom for you today. There's freedom for you today. And I want to give you an opportunity this morning, because this all starts with Jesus. And I learned this the very hard way, that I can't do this on my own. And we can't do this on our own. But there's something in the power of the Spirit. There's something in the power of God that can do this for us. So if you want to just bow your head and close your eyes. If you're someone in this place that's felt like your life isn't right with God, and you want to come back, in a minute I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. If you're someone in this place who, like me, was hungering and thirsting for something more but couldn't find it because you didn't know it existed and you want to invite Jesus in your heart, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand in a moment. Or maybe you're someone who actually just needs an assurance. You need an assurance that if you were to die, that you were going to go to heaven. You need an assurance that it doesn't, that anything that you've done can be washed away by the power of God. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. The Holy Spirit, come in this place. So right now, if you're one of those three people, you just need Jesus. You need your thirst quenched, or you need an assurance. I want to ask you to raise your hand right now.